wonderful day throughout all of Christian history.
整个我们基督信仰的历史当中，复活节这个节日呢，是个非常非常美好的节日。
And one thing that has happened, especially in the early days of the church,
那在教会初期的时候呢，有一件非常特别的历史的事件，就是
is that baptisms were always done on Easter.
那就是在复活主日的那天呢，洗礼浸水礼总是在那一天进行。
And of course, that's because as Jesus was raised from the dead, we gain newness of life.
那原因就是耶稣基督从死里复活，让我们这些信主的人也能够得到属灵的新的生命。
Okay, so, and what I want to do right now is actually speak to those that are getting baptized.
对，我想今天我们有几位弟兄姐妹要受洗，我想我有几句话想对这些弟兄姐妹们讲。
And just in a very simple way, explain the meaning of Easter.And the meaning of baptism.
我希望能够把复活节的含义，把受洗的这个含义呢，简单明了的解释一下。
And I want you to remember three words.
所以我希望你们能够记住这三个字。
We died with him.
第一就是我们和基督一同死。
We were raised with him.
然后我们和基督一同复活。
And we are united with him.
之后我们与基督一同联合。
On Friday night, we celebrated the Lord's Supper.
受难礼拜五的时候呢，我们一起纪念了主的圣餐。
You know, once a month, we celebrate the Lord's Supper, and we break the bread, and we drink the wine.
我们教会每月一次在一起领受主的杯和主的饼。
And once a year at Easter,We have baptisms.
那我们每年一次呢，在这个复活节的主日，我们也会举行浸水礼。
And I think these two sacraments are actually connected to these two holidays.
那这两个圣礼的，也和这两个主内的这种节日呢，是有紧密相连的关系。
And even though Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper on the night before Good Friday.It symbolizes Good Friday.
虽然这个最后的晚餐，也就是主的杯和饼，是主耶稣基督在礼拜五前一天，也就是礼拜四晚上设立的，但它的象征意义是指向礼拜五的受难日。
And so every month when we celebrate this, we actually commemorate Jesus' willingness to die on the cross for our sins.
我们每月一次领受主的杯和饼，目的就是为了纪念他愿意为我们的罪上十字架受死。
And on the day that you are baptized is also Easter, when Jesus was raised from the dead.
今天各位你们受洗的这个日子，也是主复活的那个日子。
And part of that is that we have been born again from being dead in sin.But we will be raised from the dead at the end of the world.
其中的一个含义就是，我们从死里面被救活，然后从死里面和主一起死里复活。
And so, as Jesus was raised from the dead, we are raised and we have a new life.
所以就像是耶稣基督从死里复活一样，我们信主的人也同样经历这样一个从死里。被复活的这样的一个过程。
And what's the meaning of Jesus being raised from the dead?
主复活含义在哪里呢？
I think Paul tells us that there's one thing, there are many things, but there's one thing to think about.
含义极为丰富，但是有一点呢，保罗特别的强调。
He talks about the gospel of God that is about his son.
保罗呢，提到说神的福音他的中心强调的重点就是他的儿子。
But look at what he says. He says, because he's raised from the dead, we know that he is the Son of God. There it says, his Son declared the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead, Jesus our Lord.
我们看罗马书一章三节，这里讲的说，神的福音里面提到说，因为主耶稣基督复活了，所以他 我们知道他是神的儿子，这两者是有个因果的关联。
And so there's the three things. We die with him, we raised with him, we are united with him.
所以三点，我们和他一同受死，又一同复活，又一同联合。
And in the sixth chapter of Romans, he talks about our dying with Christ.
罗马书六章谈到我们和基督一同受死。
Now notice that it says that all of us who have been baptized are baptized into his death. See, we die.
所以你看第三节这里说，我们这受洗，受洗呢，就是归入他耶稣基督的死。
And then he says that we were buried as though we are in the grave by baptism.
第四节继续说，借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，好像我们和基督一起进入坟墓里被埋葬。
And he says we're buried into his death.
在他的死里面，我们也同样埋葬在那里面。
But our old sinful self was also crucified.
但是呢，我们那个带罪的老我和基督同样被钉死在那个十字架上。
So when you go under the water, it represents your old sinful nature dying.
所以当我们受洗进入到水底下，象征的是我们就和耶稣基督一同死，并且被埋葬了。
Now I promise you, I won't do this.
当然我保证我不会让你们一直在水底下待着。
I went to a baptism yesterday.
昨天呢，我也参加过一个浸水礼。
Four people got baptized.
有四位受洗。
There were two that had a special request.
其中两个呢，有个特殊的要求。
And they asked everybody to help them.
那他让周围的人呢，能够帮一下。
And what they asked was that the pastor would put them underwater, and then everybody would count to 10 while they're underwater.
他们这个要求呢，当牧师把他们这个进入到水底下的时候呢，他让周围的人数数，一直从一数到十。
But I won't do that, okay?
但我不会给你们这么做。
But what it does represent is that our old sinful nature dies.
但是我们进到水底下呢，它的象征的就是我们那个老我已经死，而且埋葬。
And I suppose that these two people knew that sin was powerful, and they truly wanted it to die.
因为我知道这些人呢，他非常的清楚我们的罪是一个非常非常这个大的罪，所以必须要彻底的进入到水底下，让他彻底的死去。
So we need to hold that hope in our heads and our hearts that when we face sin, whether it be an attitude, words, or something that we do, it's dead.
受洗之后呢，我们心中有这么一个盼望，就是当我们再次看到罪，再一次面对我们里面的罪的时候呢，我们非常的清楚那个罪已经死掉了。
And if our old man brings us fear, that fear is dead. We don't have to be a slave.
如果那个老我一次又一次让你感到很恐惧害怕，心里面要知道那个老我已经被钉死了。
Two, we're raised from the dead.
第二点，我们呢又从死里被复活。
We're raised with Christ.
和基督一起复活的。
So he's talked about baptism, but you can see the connection with Easter.
所以这里虽然谈的是浸水礼，但也看到他和复活节的内在联系。
So see, it says we're united with Christ in his death, but we're united with him in his resurrection.
所以和基督一起受死，但是呢，又和基督一起从死里面又活了过来。
And notice what it says about having a new life.
然后呢，又看到我们复活之后生命的形状。
It says that as Christ was raised from the dead,
他说，就像是基督从死里复活那个形状那样。
We can walk and live in a new life.
同样的，我们可以在生活上一举一动有新生的样式。
So, if there are things in your mind that bother you about the past, please remember that you have a new life.
如果你心里面常常会为你过去的生命当中的罪感到困扰的话呢， 要常常提醒我们自己现在已经有了一个新的生命。
When I got baptized, somebody told me to get paper and a pen. Indelible ink?
Indelible ink.
Yeah, that washes away.
That doesn't wash away.
That does wash away.
那我受洗的时候呢，有人呢就用一张纸和一支笔，然后上面呢在那个纸上用那种一洗就掉的墨水向我解释了这样一个道理。
And, you know, the indelible ink means that in water it will dissolve. And so what my friend suggested to me is that I just sit down one day and I write out my sins.
他建议我呢，坐下来，把我一生当中能够知道的、意识到的那些罪呢，用这种墨水写在一张纸上。
But I think he said something like, don't worry if it doesn't fill one whole page.You know, your sins will be taken away. But that was a terrible day. And as I thought, page one, page two, page three, and as I started thinking about my attitudes in my heart, six pages.
我在那里列举我那些罪，写完了一张，又写一张，又写一张。后来又想到我态度上的这种样的罪的话呢，又接着写，整整写了，写满了六页纸。
And so I folded up that piece of those pieces of paper, and I put them in my short pants when I wore the baptism robe.
折起来放在我那个口袋里，然后进入到那个浸水池里受洗。
And I went down, I was baptized, and then I came back up.
所以我进到水底下，然后从水里上来。
And then I got home and I took out that big piece of paper and I set it on my desk.
回家之后把纸打开，放在我面前。
And then later, when it was dry,
后来那个纸就干了。
And I unfolded it.
把那个纸就打开。
Do you know what happened?
你知道那个墨水怎么样了吗？
Six pages of sin.
整整六页列满了我那些罪。
It was all gone.
都没有了，都给洗掉了。
That's what baptism speaks of.
所以我们受的这个洗呢，也像是那样把我们的罪都给洗净。
We have a new life.
如今我们有一个崭新的生命。
And the third thing, and I think this is the most important to understand, is that we are united with Christ as one. That's what baptism tells us. So we speak about asking Christ into our hearts.
所以我们呢，就我们是请求主耶稣基督进入到我们的心灵。
But what happens is that we become permanently united with Jesus Christ Himself.
基督进来之后，我们呢就永永远远和他联合成为一体。
So no matter what we do,
不管以后我们的行为如何
，No matter where we go.
不管你身居何方,
no matter what happens,
不管人生会遇到什么样的遭遇,
Christ is with us, but he's inside of us, and he's united with us.
基督一直伴随我们, 一直住在我们心里面, 一直在帮助我们。
So I just want you to see these three phrases.
所以今天受洗的各位, 我想让你清楚地看到这三句话。
Notice it says, we are baptized into Christ. We become part of him. Then Paul says that we are united with him. We become one. And finally, it says that we live with him. So that's why right out here, there's a banner above the wall.
So, in our church, there is a banner above the wall.
活出基督，
活出，活出基督，
活出基督，
就是把基督活出来。
You live out Christ.
在你里面那个基督，你要把它给活出来。
You know, he's inside of us, and then so out of us comes the power to live the life that he wants.
因为他住在我们的里面，所以我们的生活就可以有从他从由里往外出来的这种能力。
And that is living the new life.
这就是过一个崭新人生的一个含义。
Let me pray for them.
我想我们在这里为他们祷告。
Father God,
父神,
we ask you that for each person being baptized this morning,
我们请求你为我们在这里每一位要受洗的弟兄姐妹,
that they may experience the death and resurrection of Christ,
帮助他们亲身的经历耶稣基督从死里复活,
and we pray that you will help each of them walk out a new life,
帮助他们今天从这里离开这里走出去的时候就是一个崭新的人。
And above all, bring glory to Jesus.
我们请求你愿一切的荣耀都归给我们的主耶稣基督。
In your name we pray.
我们这样求是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So right now, the people being baptized will one by one give...their testimonies.
所以接下来我们会这几位受洗的弟兄姐妹会一个一个的上来，在我们众人面前做他个人得救的见证。